When Macca talks, Cairns listens. John McKenzie, Classic Hits, 4CA.
Now, here's that figure I was just talking about here in Cairns. Now, as far as the jab is concerned, it says here the numbers show 41.7% of Cairns residents over 15 have had at least one dose by August 8. Now, it goes on to say it's understood that figure has grown above 45% in the past week, higher than the statewide average. So we're actually ahead of the statewide average, 43.8. Now, it goes on to say this. That's comparable with some of the region's biggest tourism source markets, like Melbourne at 40%, Sydney City and Inner South over 40%. That's 41%. That's partially vaccinated. That's at least one. But it goes on to say this. This is Advanced Cairns boss. We talked to him yesterday about another matter. Dr. Paul Sparshot fears the southern vaccine fervour stands to outstrip the far north at a rate of knots over the coming months. Why? Because they're doing the hubs. It's interesting, isn't that huge hub down there in Brisbane is one example. So he says this, in 3 or 4 months, if New South Wales gets to 60 or 70% mark, they won't be coming to us if we're seen as a less vaccinated place. With the jab seen as Australia's only pathway to freedom, Paul Sparshot said it was urgent. It's urgent for Cairns to be treated like Brisbane. I presume he means we need a hub, as they have. They're doing huge numbers down there because of that hub. But we'll find out now because he's on the line again, Chief Executive of Advanced Cairns. Paul, good morning.
Yes, good morning, John.
This couldn't be better timed, actually. I just had Paul Griffin on. He's the infectious diseases expert, saying, look, this is the pathway to the future. This is a pathway. Ultimately, we're going to need these passes, if you like, passports to get into it, things as simple as, you know, restaurants and footy matches and movies and things like that. So it's a very important discussion. Now, you're saying if we're left behind in this race, we're going to miss out tourism-wise as well, and we're desperate to get bums in seats back on planes and into our accommodation houses up here.
Absolutely, John. We're already being left behind. We're already locked out, even though we're not in lockdown ourselves. We're locked out of our southern markets, and we're in dire economic. We're really performing badly in our economy at the moment. People are suffering. It's a disaster.
Now, you're saying we've got to treat it like they're treating it down south now, which is, I presume, mass vaccination. Talk to me about the picture that might apply here in Cairns. We know about the hub on the south side in Brisbane. Are you thinking of something along those lines up here?
I think so. There's lots of options available. There's a lot of empty spaces at the moment. So, like the old Bunnings warehouse.
Oh, yes.
There's no one going to the convention centre at the moment. So there's lots of large spaces available. So I think they should be considered. And I think these hubs are a way of attracting people that might not go anyway. So anything that we can do to encourage people to get vaccinated is good.
Paul, it was interesting talking with both Trent Toomey and Nick Lucas the other day, the pharmacists, about, well, why people don't come. For some older people are internet-averse. They're not across it. They mightn't even have access to it. They don't want to do it that way. There's other people who they're busy and they get an hour here and an hour there, but they can't go and get on a queue for 2 hours and they can't book 2 weeks ahead or whatever because they don't know what they're going to be doing. They said, both Trent Toomey and Nick Lucas said, look, if there's an issue like that, walk in. Give us a call, tell us you're coming in, and we'll, if necessary, do the checking in, et cetera, by hand, and we'll put it into the internet for you so you can ultimately get your passport, et cetera. But they're saying we've got to make it easier and more appealing so we can get those numbers in quicker and get the numbers that have been vaccinated up quicker.
No, absolutely. And opening up to the pharmacies has been a great initiative, and Trent's been responsible for that. I think we can even go a step further. They're doing it in Brisbane. Why not in Cairns have one of those big, or one or two of those big centres? We are a little bit different to them in that we have a very large Indigenous population to protect and make sure it doesn't get into those communities. So it's another reason why we should be racing ahead. And looking at the numbers, where Queensland as a whole is, although Cairns is doing about average, Queensland as a whole is sitting around about 43% for first dosage. and New South Wales is up on 53%. Mm. So that's about a 21% difference.
Yeah.
And that gap's probably going to widen. Exactly. Still. Victoria's 48.1%. These are dates from the August the 16th.
Yeah.
They're still fairly current. And, and what I'm afraid of is that they have to get vaccinated down there. I think New South Wales has made it very clear they're really going for that 70 to 80%. And they're beating it. You know, they're winning the race at the moment because they have to. And what we're saying is we don't have the health crisis here at the moment, but we have an economic crisis because we are locked out of our markets.
Exactly.
And if we need to look three, 4 months ahead. Mm. If we're behind in that race, we're going to suffer more economically as well as health-wise.
Do you know, I love that idea of the old Bunnings. There's plenty of parking down there. Recently, it's been not so much renovated, but it's certainly been done up for the Taipans basketball season, so it's in good nick. It's central. It's just about in town. The problem down here with the convention centre, it's still a construction site. I'm looking out the window at it now, so that might not be as ideal as Bunnings. But something like that is a terrific idea. Paul, how can you action it?
Well, I suppose having conversations like I'm having conversations with you today, get it out there in the media. Speak to politicians, say, look, the beauty about the vaccination hubs, when I saw the news about people filing in, it's in your face.
Yeah.
Whereas we do have the vaccination centres at the moment, but they're sort of hidden away. We want those big public ones to say, look, we're here, we're open, there's vaccines, and I'm told by Warren there's vaccines available, so let's get the jabs in the arm and let's get all the media on board to run a campaign to say, let's get vaccinated. It's not all government, it's actually changing the public's perception that, we've got a huge threat that's economic and health. The way out of that is to get a jab in the arm.
All right then, great to talk, Paul. This is a really interesting point you've made today, and thank you. Dr. Paul Sparshot is the Chief Executive Officer of Advance Cairns. That story there, I was just quoting from there, it is page 5 of the Cairns Post today by Chris Calcino.